Hey, good morning. Live from our KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us for another edition of Let's Talk Real Estate in Southeast Kansas, actually. And for that, I send it off to our host, Jessica Hensley. As Jessica, always great to have you here in studio for another edition of Let's Talk Real Estate.
Absolutely. Were you trying to say in historic downtown Coffeyville?
I was. I was right on my way to saying it, but no, it is real estate here in all of Southeastern Kansas. We do have a very interesting market, as we'll get a hit on that today as well, like we usually do all throughout. But Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
And another edition of a great Let's Talk Real Estate.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So this week we have our first quarter report from the SDK MLS, so we'll get into that. But I wanted to present the trivia question again. Last week we actually recorded our session with the county appraiser, and because of that, since we weren't quite live on Facebook, we didn't have anybody answer our trivia question. So we're going to give it to you guys again, that you can answer our trivia question and go to our Facebook page to answer. And that is, how many acres of crop ground are in Montgomery County? And a little bit of a hint, it's 26% of the county. So it's a pretty big number.
I was going to say, that's going to be a substantial number. So
yeah. So, the closest one will win. And it's not like Price is Right. If you go over, it's okay. So the closest one to the number will win.
Awesome. Right. Well, great stuff. Again, continued with the trivia question. Again, anybody out there that happens to be with this, like, follow the page on Facebook, as well as follow these videos in throughout the weeks, is because, it's a great little podcast that we have with us, as well as you can listen back to these on our website, as well as you can listen back to it in podcast version with you guys as well.
Yes, just search Let's Talk Real Estate in Southeast Kansas, and it'll come up wherever you listen to your podcast, on iTunes or whatever the other options are for those Droid users out there.
Right. Yeah, there's many names nowadays.
Yes.
So,
And I didn't mention, I'm Jessica Hensley with Heritage Homes, Keller Williams Hometown Partners, and you can reach us by going to our website at sekhhr.com, or you can call us at 620-688-6039. And before we get started with the market report, we had a little makeover of our website, so definitely go check it out. Like I said, sekhhr. You will notice that it's going to have a pop-up window that's going to ask you to sign in. And I want you to know, we're not going to harass you or contact you. It is purely just because we want to be there to help you, and you'll have a better experience on our website if you go ahead and create an account and register. It's a pretty neat site. So definitely check it out.
Great. Yeah. Right. Again, when you add convenience, as well as, when you add that too, because especially now, today's day and age, it seems like you sign up for everything and I'm going to get 7 emails when I get home. But, it's just for your really added convenience towards
it
all.
It's a service we offer for our sellers. So that's something that we are really good about with our listings. We are actively prospecting for buyers trying to sell our properties. And I feel like that's one thing that we do really well, and it's just another tool that we have in our belt. So nice. Don't be surprised. We had a couple of people call, and it's like, yeah, we're a marketing company. We want to sell houses.
Great.
So the market overview for Montgomery County in Southeast Kansas. So not just Montgomery County, actually all of Southeast Kansas, home sales rose by 1.5% in February compared to the prior year. Sales in February 2019 totaled 67 units, up from 66 units in 2018. The average price was $73,848. This represents a decrease of 14.5% from the February of 2018, where the average price was $86,363. A total of 75 contracts for sale were written in February 2019, down from 76 in February 2018. This decrease of 1.3%. Contracts written during the month reflect in part sales that will close in the future. So this is like pending sales. Mm-hmm. The inventory of active listings in Southeast Kansas stood at 601 units at the end of February, which is down from 696 homes that were on the market at the end of February last year. At the current rate of sales, this figure represents about 7 months' supply of homes on the market. So what that really tells us is, you know, there's less properties to choose from. Demand is slightly up and the market's really good. That's really a healthy sign of a market whenever we have less inventory. And we are seeing that in certain pockets of price points. So for instance, between like 60,000 and 100,000, there's not a lot of really good quality homes out there that are move-in ready and that don't require a lot of work. So when we see those pop up on the market, we are selling them pretty quickly.
Nice. Well, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with knowing how the markets are. And again, you know, when they're in the green necessarily for, or as good as they do look, it, does that benefit both the buyer and the seller when it comes down, you know, to it?
Well, I think that, you know, when it's a buyer's market and they have a lot more to choose from, typically they can get a little less price. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like if a buyer is purchasing in a more stable market, that is a good sign for them for future sale. So if they hold the property for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they're more likely to get their equity out of it. If it's a, you know, unstable market, then they're less likely, and it's a little bit more scary when they're purchasing a home. So yeah. In that sense, yes, it definitely benefits both. The average days on the market were 88 days, and on average, properties are selling for 93.8% of their list price. So yep, that's the latest for the market.
That's pretty good numbers, you know, especially when you're looking at that, you know, somewhat of a return. You got to appreciate those. And so, again, we'll kind of keep an eye on those as we do week in, week out when it comes to Let's Talk Real Estate. As you know, do you have any tips for us? I know, like, week in, week out. Last week, I listened into a little bit of it, but do you have anything to carry over kind of into this week as well from the appraiser? Kind of a tip of the day or tip of the week that you had for us?
I think that's probably one of my favorite interviews we've done so far with our county appraiser. I was really happy that she agreed to meet with me, and I feel like it was very informative. So for those that didn't catch it, definitely go back and listen. But you know, she really went over what to do if you feel like your house is overvalued from the county valuation that you got. So everybody within the last month that's a homeowner in Montgomery County, they got a letter from the county that stated what the county was valuing their property at. And we had several calls that, you know, from sellers, from past clients, of how their properties either went up or down. We had calls regarding both. And, you know, what do you do if you disagree? If you feel like your home is overpriced or overvalued and therefore going to be paying more taxes than you would really like to pay? What she enlightened us on is how they determine that value. So they don't have the luxury of seeing inside your house. So they're not really trying to pick on you as an individual or your address. It's a mass appraisal. So they're really valuing properties based on how things are doing in that general area. And therefore, that means sometimes that they are off a little bit. And she did say that she welcomes you to come in and talk to her about that, to try to make it right if possible. And if you can bring data with you by talking to an agent that you trust, then even more better. Yeah. She wants, it's less legwork, so to speak, for her if you can talk to an agent first that can give you some sales. So they are valuing properties based on sales. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you got to appreciate the transparency that kind of goes alongside that as well, is because, you know, in some areas there could be a quote unquote, if you will, like a diamond in the rough by mm-hmm. any means. And if you're kind of basing your estimation off just the area or kind of what the average home would be around there, but, it, you know, maybe you put a lot more into it and, like you said, you go to the right people to get the information correct, and you can show it to them that you've got something more value to it. You know, you got to appreciate that sort of transparency.
Well, and nobody's going to contest their property if it's undervalued, because they're going to pay less taxes in that situation. So they're not going to care so much on that. But if it's overvalued, then that's whenever the homeowners are having a problem, because they don't want to pay taxes on a home that's not worth quite as much as the county might be valuing at. So I feel like they're pretty accurate. They do a good job, but there are those cases that it's a little off. So, yeah.
Well, and I was kind of going to ask you that next question. Is that something that maybe just for, you know, like an average buyer or anything, that that happens kind of more on an average, you know, on an average basis, that that kind of flies by their head that, oh, I may be paying a little bit more taxes here than I actually should be, or my property's overvalued, but I just don't know because I'm just trying to sell it at this point.
I think that if they feel like they're unsure if the value is correct, that the best thing to do would be to call me or call an agent, and we can give you a good general idea of what your house is worth. And I always back that up with past sales, just like she will. And what I have the luxury of doing is choosing specific properties that I feel are the best fit. What she doesn't do that. She does a mass appraisal, so she has to go by the average of all of the properties in that area that sold. So I think that's where the discrepancy will lie. So, but if a buyer is looking up county valuation and they feel like it's different than what is being asked on the market, if the property's for sale, I would tell them that, you know, just like I just said, the county doesn't have access to the inside of the property. They may have it valued under what we're asking. And so I wouldn't feel like that's a red flag or something to be alarmed about. Just understand that it's not a true market value appraisal because they weren't able to look at the inside. They weren't able to pull individual comps. It's a mass appraisal.
Well, yeah, sounds like a great conversation that you guys had last week. Very informative as well for any of our listeners out there. I know we've still got it up on our website as well. Anytime you can listen back to the podcast onto the Facebook as well. So any other notes that you kind of wanted to pull back from last week or any other things that you wanted to kind of hit on for this week for our listeners out there?
Well, if you have a property that's in that price range, $60,000, $100,000, $120,000, especially if it has a little bit of land, that particular segment of our market is low inventory. So I'm able to sell those pretty quickly. So if that's you, let me know because we need more properties like that. We have buyers right now that are actively looking.
Lovely. Lovely. Again, great stuff here with Let's Talk Real Estate every Monday here on the Mighty 690 KGGF as we'll go ahead and do it every single week here on Here Out. But anytime in between that you might have questions, this is Jessica Hensley. Jessica, what's a great way to get a hold of you? Maybe an email, phone number, and where are you guys located out here in Coffeyville?
So our address in Coffeyville is 1013 West 11th, Coffeyville. We also have one in Independence, and that address is 110 West Main in Independence. And I'm the broker owner of Heritage Homes, Keller Williams Hometown Partners. You can go to our website at sekhhr.com, or you can give me a call at 620-688-6039. That's our office number. And also, I'd like to throw it out there. We're opening up trivia questions because I am running out of trivia questions. So if you have a great question you feel like we could use, give us a call or send us an email. You can email me at jhensley@kw.com. Send me an email with your trivia question. And if your trivia question shows in that week, you will also get a certificate. So we'll give away two. The person that provided the trivia question will get it. And then the person that answers correctly will get it. And we give away a free latte or free tea from Ann Mays, Utopia, Outlaw Nutrition, or Indie Nutrition here in Montgomery County. So
nice. How fun. Again, every more incentive to get yourself a little extra coffee or whichever, whether it's the poll question that you provide or whether it's the trivia question that you answer correctly. And for this week, what was that trivia question again?
The trivia question is, how many acres are there of crop ground in Montgomery County? And it's roughly 26% of our county is crop ground.
That's a big number. That is quite the big number. So again, it's Let's Talk Real Estate here in Southeast Kansas with your host, Jessica Hensley, on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Jessica, thanks so much, and we'll do this next week.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.